The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Angels, extraterrestrials, and all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Welcome to Season 2 of Angel Talk. I am Rachel Corpus, angel communicator, extraterrestrial communicator, and psychic medium. Okay, you regulars listening to this podcast, I bet you've picked up on some changes, haven't you? Yeah, we've got a new intro, and that's my husband's voice. Isn't he slick? He's got a nice radio voice, doesn't he? So I conned him into doing the intro, and you'll hear him on the outro as well. And I also added some things to what I offer people in this dimension, and one of them is extraterrestrial communication. And in this opening of season two, I'm going to share with you some messages from the collective spoken through my body. We're used to that. But I'm going to share with you what's been going on in my life because, as you know, this podcast has taken a little bit of a break. Not much of one. It's just been, well, I don't know, a couple months. Time's so funny right now, isn't it? So weird, like taffy. And the reason why the podcast took a break is a very earthly reason. I had an amazing editor and he just was not feeling well. So I have a new editor and he is amazing. I'm really blessed that spirit put him in my path. And so now we're back on the road. And when something like that happens from a dimensional standpoint, we have a hiccup in the road. We know by now, don't we, seekers, that we're supposed to look at what's happening from an ethereal plane. What is spirit trying to show us? So I had to sit with that and I had to go through all of my questions that spirit wants to ask me through this. What's going on? I'm not articulating that very well, but maybe you get what I'm saying. So in other words, when I had to pause the podcast, I had to ask myself from spirit, what else is going on? Do I need to take a personal break? Well, that wasn't it. I was doing okay. Do I need to allow other people in to the podcast more? Well, yeah, that was a yes. So one of the things that you'll notice moving forward is there's going to be another voice in the podcast, and it's my dear, dear friend, Alyssa. You'll meet her in the weeks to come. She said yes, because she's pretty powerful. I'll explain that in a little bit. You'll love her. And plus, the new editor, he's amazing. I'll say more about him next week, because I didn't get his permission to talk about him, so I want to make sure that's okay. So the other part of that, getting you all involved, is to a greater extent, I want to up that invitation to hear from you more. I'd like to get you actually speaking in the podcast more. So I'm wondering if you have things to share. Could you reach out to me and say, could we get on this podcast together? I'd like to get you talking on this podcast. We're still going to have authors and experts on this podcast. That's amazing. Still want to do that. But spirit tells me as we evolve as a dimensional nation, you are the experts. We are the experts. They want you to speak. And when you speak, they are going to speak through me and send you healing light codes in the moment. You are going to leave the experience of speaking through me, aka them, a grown being, an expanded being. And because we're doing it on a podcast, as everybody else hears it, everybody else is going to grow too. I'm inviting you to say yes to that. So what I want you to think about is, what is it that you have to share? What is it that you do well? What are things that you've always had questions about? What do you doubt? What's the thing that you've always thought, all right, I can really get on board with everything else except this thing? What is that? Or perhaps, what's the thing that scares you? I want you to think about what those things are. And I want you to write them down. I want you to send me an email. I'm going to give you my email right now. Usually I send you right to my website. I'm going to be brave and I'm going to give you my email. Hold on to your butts. Here's my email, theangelcounselor@gmail.com. And in the subject line, you're going to put podcast and you're going to let me know your idea. I'm going to get back to you either way, whether it's a yes or a no. And we're going to build this thing together, yo. Would that be fun? No, they want me to move into what's been going on with me. Just like you, I have a body that creaks and toots and aches. But you know what? Something's been changing in me. That was just like a Disney movie right there. I feel like I should have just burst into song. I gotta giggle. Truly, they are working on me. I have had extraterrestrial and angelic visits in bonkers, amazing ways in this break. So having the break from the podcast, they needed me to just isolate a bit. I've still been seeing clients left and right. I love that. That brings me such joy. I've still been writing, still been doing all the things. But they've had me kind of step away from the public because they've been shifting my mind and my body in a way that I guess they've needed to. And I've had visits, y'all, visits. I've had visits going into the quantum realm. And that has been as easy as looking behind my eyelids. You do it all the time. We're going to practice that in the weeks to come. Simply closing our eyelids and looking at what is the wacky stuff we see when we close our eyes. You're actually tapping into the quantum realm. You're giving your beautiful body system a break. And you're going back to your origin, your actual home. You're going back to source. Now, it happens to look black and dark because you're in the waiting room. You're in the tunneling. You're in the limbo, they say. But they had me do a lot of work in the quantum, going past the black, past the tunneling. And they had me work in the light codes. And when I came out of that, my physical body was different. I could see things. I can see things. I can notice things differently. Just now speaking to you, I'm seeing what looks like a gold mosaic in front of me. And I'm human, so there's a part of me that's like, oh, that looks like a migraine aura. And I have to say, no, body, you don't need a migraine to accompany this. This is spirit. So I have to say, body, listen to me. Don't follow up with this with anything physical. Listen to me, body. I love you. Don't misbehave now. I am working in collaboration with my physical body because it's a lot. They're turning my physical body into my light body. I'm turning into a light being. If we go back to our beginning, yours and mine, our beginning lifetimes, they've told me that all souls were created at the same time. Listen to that. All souls were created at the same time. So one of the questions we have is how many lifetimes have we had? Maybe that's been the wrong question. We're not supposed to think that way anymore. Some people who have lots of knowledge and some people who perceive to have not much knowledge, there's choice in there. You wise ones have decided, give it to me. I want to learn. And your data shows up as big, full. And without judgment, we can look at what we perceive to be someone else's knowledge. And if it looks like it's not much, maybe for the sake of learning, we can assume, again, without judgment, that they have not chosen as many experiences or as many dense experiences as you. It's not as many lifetimes. Maybe that's not the right way to think of it. Maybe it is as many, but their experiences were not as dense. We have the same amount. You've just chosen the hard stuff. And because you're on this journey of the hard stuff, the big stuff, the dense stuff, they say, all of you listening to this podcast, trust me here. If you're listening to this podcast, it means you're on this track. You're listening to this on purpose. Everybody listening to this podcast, you're listening to this on purpose. You have chosen big lifetimes, dense lifetimes of all the stuff. It's not all trauma, it's big stuff. So joy too. Raising babies, making babies, parties, Atlantis, talking to aliens, travel, time travel, building the pyramids, Pompeii, all the stuff, all the wonder. You chose that so you could be here now when we are turning from our purely physical bodies into light bodies. They took me out a little bit so that I could begin to turn into my light body so I could tell you about it. I'm turning into my light body. The thing I haven't told you about yet is on my break, I had a near-death experience. I passed out. And I used to pass out a lot. I used to have seizures and I don't anymore. But I passed out. I was in my closet. And my husband happened to wake up with the lights still on in the bedroom and the lights still on in the closet. And bless his heart, he came to check on me. And I was still in the closet, face down, no movement. And he won't talk about it. So I don't know all the details. But the part I know, the part I remember because I was spirit looking at it. And this is rather new. And as a couple, it's too tender for us to talk about. So I'm not going to share all of it with you because we haven't really talked about it yet. But it registers in my physical and spirit body as a near-death experience. And the reason why that was given to me is because it allows a rebirth, a renaissance. And coming out of that, I am gifted at a greater level. Now, you may not need, likely, you may not need a near-death experience for your gifts to be renewed. I'm the teacher, so my schooling is likely going to be greater. Your guidance from the collective is to call it in instead. Say, I want that. I want my light body. I want that without a near-death experience. I call that in. I'm ready for my renaissance. I'm going to describe what it means to live into your light body. I'm going to call that in, what it's like for me, because they say it's going to be what it's like for you. And by hearing it in your eyes, your ears, that's funny, guys, restate. By hearing it in your body, because we can't hear it in our eyes. By allowing your body to hear it, your spirit experiences it, and your body becomes ready. This is what they mean by turning into your light body. Your physical body begins to calm. Your five senses begin to go on autopilot. They'll still click along as you need them, but you won't need as much food. So give your body permission to eat food as fuel, but no longer eat food as comfort. Only eat food as fuel. You turning into your light body is you turning into your version of yourself that you were at your creation moment, and how you showed up for your first few lifetimes, where you remembered who you were as your creation body. So, starseed, angel, when you first came here in your physical body, you told people where you were from. And then lifetime after lifetime, you started to forget. But in the very beginning, you and your people, you talked about what planet you were from. You talked about that you were from the angelic realm. It's time to remember that. And darlings, if you go to my website, it's been renewed. You will see on there that I'm one of the people that can help you figure out where you're from. Angelic realm or starseed. We're all from one of those places. You turning into your light body is the action of your body remembering where you are from and turning back into you. So food is no longer a crutch. It's no longer something that grounds your body in an unhealthy way. Your body now will require food as fuel and gentle fuel. Your light body will gravitate more toward liquids, healthy liquids. The food you eat is moving toward fresh, colorful foods that are not processed, that don't have chemicals. We are looking at fresh foods from the ground, fresh foods that have been recently grown. Frozen foods are fine. These foods have a high vibrational frequency. They dance, they sing, they were just alive. And again, frozen is okay because the angels understand that's practical for us. Canned foods don't have any vibrational frequency. In other words, they're dead. Dead, dead, dead. Now, the exception is if you have canned the foods, if you've jarred the foods yourself that has your energy in it or it has grandma's energy in it, that's okay. That actually has a high vibrational frequency because it has love. It was created in love. But canned foods that you get at the store, nope. No vibrational frequency. It's flat. Does not help your body. Doesn't hurt it either, but it's neutral. Meat does not fit this light body. In the Starseed Nation and in the angelic realm, we do not eat animals. Now, as you transition into your light body, it's likely you'll still eat meat for a long time. Eat intuitively. If it feels like you need protein and that comes through animals, do so. Yes, do so. Follow what your body needs. What the collective is saying is you are moving toward a body that will not need so much meat. You are guided to follow what your body needs. There will likely come a time where you do not have a taste for meat. Let your body move toward that without judgment. Until then, eat what your body needs. It is okay to eat products that are from animals because there is an agreement on this dimension to eat butter and cheese as long as it comes from a farm where the animals are treated well. So we're talking about organic, farm-raised. Now the angels come in and say, yes, this will cost a few extra dollars. It is worth it because you listening to this podcast, you're all psychic. You're all empathic. One of your gifts is clairempathy and clairsentiency. So you feel energy in your body. You feel in your body what the animals felt in their body. You feel in your feelings what the animals felt in their feelings. So when you eat the cheese that came from the mama cow, you drink the milk that came from the mama cow, you're also feeling in her body what she felt and feeling in your emotions what she felt. So what do you want to feel? Do you want to feel what she felt from a farm where she was lonely, beaten, spanked? Or do you want to feel what she felt from a farm where she was respected? Now, as I channeled that, my stomach started to make noises. It is a very real thing. We feel things. And over time, your body will adjust. Your body will tell you what you need. You will also lose your taste for anything foreign to you, such as prescriptions, alcohol, anything that your body would say, hey, what is this plastic you're putting in me? Anything that your body needs that used to numb you, you won't need that anymore. You can start to look for alternatives to help you feel better. And be gentle with this. No one is asking you to quit cold turkey. As I tell you this, Rachel's coming in here. I will always be a recovering alcoholic. This is dear to my heart. And I will tell you that as a recovering alcoholic, I am strong enough to go to New Year's Eve and have a glass of wine and it doesn't break me. Me and my body, we are strong enough to celebrate and not have a second glass. We are at that point. We are that in control. Your journey may be different, but I will tell you, it is a sip. It is a sip. It is two sips maximum. That's all I want. When I drink more, I'm a wreck. My body can't handle it anymore. And you'll have to see how that goes for you, whether you are a recovering addict or you are just someone who drank from a recreational place. Moving into your light body, there will come a time where alcohol doesn't match you anymore. Its vibrational frequency, it is rather neutral, and your vibe will get so high, it may not match. Or you may have an agreement with spirit that it does. That's up to you. Basically, the collective, the angels, and all the holy beings are saying, what you put in your body now begins to matter. As you move into your light body, you'll also notice that your hair will thicken, your nails will become stronger, you will be able to self-heal. I had several ailments. They're gone. They're not part of me anymore. I lost 45 pounds. Guys, I lost 45 pounds. I mean, the downside is nothing fits me anymore, but the upside is I got to go shopping, and that's been fun. I lost 45 pounds, people. It's amazing. It just fell off. Turning into your light body, you turn into this angelic being. Your spirit body, your angelic body starts to present itself, and your physical body very much begins to act as a robe, as a costume that you zip up. It protects you. It walks with you. It no longer becomes the thing that you notice first. And again, they're telling you this so that your body begins to hear. And I hear the collective say to your body, hear this physical body so that you too can start to take a break. Hear this so, unlike Rachel's body, you do not need to have a near-death experience to take your break. Hear this from us. Receive the light code so you can take your pause and gently step back, take your pause, take your break, effortlessly, in a way that no one notices. This is your time to take a break. Do this in a way that is so gentle, only your owner notices. And so be it. I hear the collective say that this is an outlet. This is a way moving forward for your psychic gifts to grow. Your body will no longer be a barrier. Your ego mind will no longer be a barrier, a door that says, no, I can't. You will have full, you'll have full reign, full access to your psychic gifts. Mm-hmm. And you can look forward with us, the collective says, in the weeks to come. We will dig deep into each of the clairs with the extraterrestrials, with the angelic realm, giving you light codes in this podcast to open up each of the clairs for you. Oh, that's exciting. I didn't know. This is Rachel speaking. I didn't know that was happening, so you have to tune in. I can't wait for that, because there's a couple that I really want to grow myself. I'm excited to look at that. So, to sum up, I had visits from the angels and the ETs, both in my mind's eye, in the quantum realm, and I'm telling you, right in the room. They were right there, looking beautiful. I had to catch my breath because it was big. And I heard them say, well, tell us it's okay or not, because this isn't the only time. And I said, okay, I'm here for it. Used to angels, right? But the ETs, oh my goodness. And they showed up very much like a holograph, because their vibrational frequency is so high. I could put my hands through them. I'll say it that way. So loving. And I'm excited to connect you to your ET family. I'm excited for that. And I'm excited to help you grow into your light body and to explore why that's so important for us. For now, I'm going to share a message from the collective. And now we know that the collective is bigger than the angelic realm. It's expanded. It is the angels, the archangels, dimensional beings, including the fairies and the leprechauns and the unicorns, all of those beings that we used to keep in mythology or in literature. We know that they are part of this. And also we know that it's the extraterrestrials. They are light beings and they are here to help. So I'm going to let them move into my body. And the ETs like to go right into my sternum area, right into my heart chakra. And they're asking you to, if you're comfortable, allow them to move into your heart space as well. They are very, very gentle, but you might experience a difference in your energy there in your body. And your angels are standing behind you, your shoulder blade area. They're putting warmth back there. Remember to breathe, because your ETs, our ETs, are around the area of your lungs and heart. You got to remember to breathe. So we'll start by noticing the breath, making no judgments, not changing anything about our breath, just making sure that our body doesn't feel this in a way that we don't want. ETs have always been around us. They've always been here. They are our watchers, our helpers. But they're coming to us right now. They are in your room and in my room. Whenever you decide to listen to this podcast, they know when to show up. And we'll receive their message now, spoken through my body. Are you ready? Fellow light being, it will be important that you listen to this message from us three more times. When your mind is awake and when your mind is sleeping, put in your ear mechanisms and allow our words to filter into your brain as you rest. As we speak these words, we are changing the timbre of Rachel's voice so that you may receive information from our realm, so that it may change the way your body receives light. We are opening up your capacity to manage and experience the energy of your realm. With the permission of your angels, we called you to this podcast today. You are the anointed. You are the chosen. Each one of you listening to our message, you have a connection to us, the extraterrestrial nation. We love you. Let it be known we are capable of love. We are of love. As I speak the following, receive the light code, download a message of love and awakening. Prepare yourself now. 7 7 7 core 9 9 3 7 love 3 3 3 3 3 8 core 7 release 7 release 8 8 8 origin release heart space love 3 3 Enoch Enoch 3 3 3 7 7 7 3 3 light 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 7 4 3 7 4 3 End of transmission. Dear ones, thank you for hearing this wonderful message from me and the angels and the ETs. Next week, we are going to, gosh, you know what? I don't know. That was super weird. It sounds like we're going to dig into the Clairs. And I'm excited to hear from you. You know, by the time you hear this first episode, you will still have time to sign up for a Discover Your Past Life class on Zoom. It begins November 8th, and it's from 6 to 8. It's 3 weeks. So look for that on my website. I'd love to have you join. I do it on Zoom because I've got clients all over the world. It's Central Standard Time, November 8, 6 to 8. It's a 3-week class. So look for that. And I've kind of lost my words. That was so amazing. And my heart and my brain are just buzzing right now. So I'll pull myself together and we'll figure out what the heck we're doing next week. Wow. That was amazing. And the ETs are laughing. I love you guys. Ooh. All right. Well, I'd love to hear from you. So check out my zhuzhed up website, please, rachelcorpus.com. I got some new pictures there, so you can look to see what I look like 45 pounds slimmer. That'll be interesting, won't it? I lost my boobs. That was unfortunate. You'll have to see what that looks like. I miss those two. Rachelcorpus.com, Facebook and Instagram, Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator and Angel Talk with Rachel. And download the free app, Mind Body Spirit FM, on your Android or Apple device. And please share this podcast with anybody you think would love it. That would make me very happy. And you make me happy. And listen, I hope you know you are loved by the dimensions, the heavens, the ETs. You are loved. And I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
Are you looking for help on your path to healing? I'm Lisa Campion. I'm a psychic, Reiki master, teacher, and energy healer. On my podcast, The Miracle of Healing, I'm going to help you on your healing path. Listen to conversations with leading teachers in energy medicine, quantum healing, and people who have recovered from loss and illness. Whether it's to take care of your own healing or to help other people, this is the podcast for you, right here on mindbodyspirit.fm.